Hello, and welcome to the 167th episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. My name is Samantha Blackman, and I'm an associate professor here at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana, where I talk about, read about, write about, dream about, amongst other things, video games. And I am joined tonight by a podcast regular, of course, regular co-host Alicia Carabinas. How are you, Alicia?
I'm good, but don't think I didn't notice that once again you did not say wonderful West Lafayette. You must be feeling some kind of way.
Why do you pick that up and say that every time?
Because I'm a smart motherfucker.
You something.
Where have you been?
You something. Well, you know, it's been a hard,
it's not wonderful today.
Week.
It's cold as hell. So,
well, that too. You know. And it's been a hard, long week.
I will drink a fine adult beverage to that.
Oh, see, fine adult beverages are a nice thing.
We'll get to
we
that.
We will. All right, so let's have a chit chat. We'll do our usual: what you're playing, what you're reading, what you're drinking. And then we will have a bit of a conversation. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
All right. We got a different kind of episode this week. And we'll talk about that when we get to it. But we'll start with the fun stuff, and that is what you're playing. What you playing, Alicia Carabinas?
Oh, you're going to be so disappointed in
me. Okay, I am already.
I'm sorry. I have not played much because I'm still running my Mafia game, which takes so much time. And effort and energy. However, I did just purchase the sequel to Reigns. I'm very excited to finally play that. And I did play some Gloomhaven. My gaming group finally got back together after the long winter's break and played some Gloomhaven. We died horribly, which we all agreed not to talk about. An agreement I just broke.
Apparently.
But that's all I've been doing lately, that, you know, and working.
What else? Damn.
I know. It's hard over here.
Girl. All right. Well, I guess it's my turn. As usual, I've been playing a bit of stuff. I've been playing a couple indie games. One is actually a visual novel called The Mind's Eclipse, which is beautiful. It's a black and white hand-drawn visual novel. It's on PC. Since I got a new game in PC, I've been playing more PC games. And I actually streamed that one. It was a lot of fun because it's a visual novel, of course, and it's more linear. I only streamed a bit of it. I didn't stream it in its entirety. So that if people wanted to play it, it wasn't, like, completely spoiled for them.
Right.
But it's beautiful, and the story was just creepy as all get out. So definitely, if you're into visual novels, that might be one you just want to take a peek at and see if it looks interesting. I think there's a demo on Steam.
Ooh, so, I love demos.
Yeah, so you might want to check that one out.
You know, I am very excited because my husband had to get a new video card so that he could run his modeling programs, which means that when he's not running his modeling programs, I can use his computer to play video games.
Yes.
Yes. So now I have a moderately equipped gaming PC. Nice. To supplement. So hooray.
Nice. I also been playing this one's in early access. That's another PC game called Staxel. It's a voxel builder. It is kind of a cross between Stardew Valley and Minecraft. But this one is, interestingly enough, it's fun. It's cute. It's on PC, but you can play it with controllers, full controller support. It is an early access, but it still looks really good, and it ran really well. It didn't crash on me or anything the entire time I was playing it. And I played it for about 2 hours total. when I sat down and played it. You can, among other things, play with other people. There is both co-op and multiplayer, online multiplayer, in this game. Yes.
Neat.
It's on Steam. It only runs on PC though, if I'm remembering correctly. At least for now. They haven't said anything about other support, but I'm pretty sure that one was PC only. I need to double check to make sure. But it's early access on Steam. It's super cute. And I was like, oh, it's kind of like Stardew Valley, but it's more kid friendly. And I said that, and then like immediately, like 10, 15 minutes into the game, the bartender starts telling me that the girl leading me around town, giving me a tour, had a bit, 'cause you go to a bar, the tavern, they don't call it the bar. And
Right.
so you go to the tavern and you have a cup of sap, right? There's no beer, you have sap at the tavern.
Yes.
So, like I said, 15 minutes into the game, the bartender starts gossiping and tells me that the girl leading me around town, giving me my tour during the tutorial, has a little bit of a drinking problem.
Oh my.
And I'm like, oh, maybe it's not so kid friendly. So, but it's super cute. And like I said, it is very much kind of reminiscent of Stardew Valley. It would not be a Stardew Valley replacement for me as
Yeah.
long as multiplayer comes out for Stardew Valley. Just saying. But definitely cute. And it's like $20 on Steam and it's in early access. Let's see, what else have I been playing? Oh, well, it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy. I have been playing a whole metric shit ton of Monster Hunter World.
I wish I was playing a whole metric shit ton of Monster Hunter World.
I have been playing almost nothing else on console. Of course, I play Minecraft because P and I stream Minecraft together
Right.
on Wednesdays. So I play Minecraft on Wednesdays.
Which my son likes to watch.
Was that sweet? But Monster Hunter World. That
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. You talk about Monster Hunter World and then I'll tell you.
okay. That game is so good. I've never played a Monster Hunter game before. But for some reason, this one just kind of snuck up on me, and I was kind of iffy about it. And a lot of my friends were like, "Well, are you gonna play? Are you gonna play?" I'm like, "I don't know." They were like, "You should try it." So I was like, "Well, if I'm gonna play it, I might as well go ahead and pre-order it so that I could get like the pre-order bonuses."
Of course.
So I pre-ordered it like 10 minutes before the pre-order window closed because I was still hemming and hawing. And then I started playing it like right at launch. Right, so because it downloaded, I want to say an hour after launch, I was up all night long. Like
That's because you ain't got no
I
self-control.
literally pulled an all-nighter playing Monster Hunter World that first night. It was unbelievable. I have no self-control, but it was so good. It was so good, and I've been playing like damn near every night since launch, and it's been out. It was a week today that it's been out. And yeah, there's been nothing else. Oh, well, I've been playing, I will tell you, say I've been playing a little iOS game on my phone. It's called Ayo, I guess is the way you would pronounce it. It is Ayo. And so it is just a little side-scrolling platformer. I'm gonna turn it on. I hope my volume is turned off. It's done by Inkline Games, and it's reminiscent of. There was another game that was similar to this several years ago, but it was a PC game, I believe, where you played a girl who was trying to gather water for her village. or for her family, an African girl. This was a serious game.
Right.
This too is supposed to be is a serious game. And you play a young girl who's going to collect water in Africa for her village or for her family. And it is, like I said, a side-scrolling platformer, and you have to play through and overcome the same some obstacles in order to get to the water. It's called A Rain Tale. Ayo, A Rain Tale, or Ayo, A Rain Tale. It is not as adult themed as the previous game that I was talking about, because there was always that implication in that any other game that sexual assault was a possibility. This game, I'm gonna see if I can find the name of it, the other game I was talking about. So this one is a little more kid friendly. And it is supposed to be a serious kind of game, an educational game. But it's beautiful. The game itself is beautiful. It's hard. It's really hard. So I've been playing some of that on my phone and cursing often.
It's kid friendly, so you gotta swear a lot.
Yeah. You swear a lot when it's kid friendly. At least I do. So yeah, that's what I've been playing. If I can think of the name of the other game, I was trying to Google it real quick and see if I can find it. It'll come to me as we're talking, I'm sure. But that's what I've been playing. So next big question is what you reading? What you reading, Alicia Carabinas?
I have become a really terrible person. Mm-hmm. And, I am working through the data in a study that I did. So I've been spending my spare time, you're not even going to know me when I say this, studying statistical analysis.
Really?
Yes. Trying to teach myself how to do data analysis. Gotcha. I mean, I have a class that's doing like some really light stuff in it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not much, but a little bit. And I'm doing some supplemental reading in my spare time for fun.
For fun. Just for shiggles.
I don't even know who I am anymore.
Just for shiggles. Just for shiggles. Okay. Yeah. That's how you roll. I got you.
Yeah. So that's what I've been reading.
Oh, well.
For fun.
That's nice.
You might want to check me as see if I'm a pod person.
I might really. Let's see. What have I been reading? I think I said this last time, but we're still reading lots of books on female astronauts and computer programmers and things like that, because that's what P is really interested in right now. So we're reading all these books. that's what I'm reading with her. What am I reading for myself? I am reading stuff for class. I reread Diversifying Barbie and Mortal Kombat. Reread Kishana's book, Race, Gender, and Deviance on Xbox Live. Am I reading anything for fun? I'm pretty sure I thought I was, but maybe I'm not.
Maybe you're just too busy.
I am too busy. I'm super duper busy, and that's probably the problem. I don't think I am reading anything for fun, and that's a problem. I need to be reading something for fun, don't I?
Yes.
I
just don't usually talk about the things I read for fun on the podcast.
Oh, why? You read bad stuff for fun?
Oh, terrible things, yes. You know, I mean, Look at it this way. If in my spare time for funsies I'm reading statistical analysis, I have to decompress with some garbage.
Oh, see, I can't read garbage. Well, unless you call... Okay, so here. Occasionally...
I hate read and hate watch stuff, though. you know.
Yeah, occasionally I will read lesbian detective stories.
Like, yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah. But they have to be good ones. They can't be bad ones. I hate reading bad stuff.
See, I'm thinking, though, that based on conversations we've had before, Ready Player One, you and I have different thresholds for what is good and what is bad.
Okay, duly noted. Duly noted. Yeah. Well, that's all I'm reading. I'm not reading anything for fun. I'm going to have to fix that. I'm going to start reading something for fun tonight. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see how that works out. Especially if we get a snowstorm this weekend like they've been threatening.
Oh, yeah. Then we'll just hole up and read.
Yeah. I got groceries, so I'm good. All right, darling. What you drinking tonight?
I got a nice bottle of Bullet for my birthday, which was this week. Yes, so I'm drinking an old fashioned with, I bought a bag of frozen cherries because I wanted real cherries, not like some sugary maraschino nasty cherries. And it's real good. It's like having little cherry ice cubes.
But aren't you supposed to use maraschino beverage. Cherries in an old fashioned? Hmm? Aren't you supposed to use maraschino cherries in an old fashioned?
I mean, probably, but you know, fuck the police. I do what I want.
You keep promising me you're going to make me an old fashioned since I've never had one.
Yep, I will. If I keep promising and not delivering, you'll always have it to look forward to.
Or maybe I'll just go somewhere and have a really bad old fashioned and swear they're the worst thing ever and never drink one again.
No, I'll take you to the place in town where you'll get a really good one. We'll just have to do that. What are you drinking?
Right now, I am drinking coffee because
what?
I am so unbelievably tired.
Mm-mm. You're banned from the podcast.
I know. But you know what? Before the podcast is over, I am going to be drinking my very last.
If you say cider, boys, I'm coming to your house and burning
it down. No, this is Ace Pineapple Cider.
Okay, I don't care about that.
Yep, it's the very last Ace Pineapple Cider. I think it's Ace. I can double check. It's whatever's in the freezer. Yeah. I gotta go get some more cider boys. They did still have some last time I was there.
I know. The last time I was at Fresh Time, they had some, and I almost picked some up.
Yeah, so I need to go check out and see if they got some more cider boys and pick it up before, because it's gonna disappear sooner or later.
I know.
And then we're both gonna be mad because we didn't get one last six pack.
I don't want to think about it. Let's not think about it.
So I'll probably have that before the podcast is over. But I really needed some coffee because I was dead on my feet at like 7:30 at night. Yeah. It's been that kind of week. It has definitely been that kind of week. So, yeah. And I still have to stream after we finish podcasting tonight. Yep.
Busy day.
So, that's what I'm drinking. What I will be drinking, and I'll let you know when I'm drinking the pineapple cider.
All right.
I'll let you know. All right. So, this week, what we're doing is, because it has been a busy week, we're going to talk, going to do some questions. Questions that we got from folks that they want us to answer on the podcast. So that'll be fun. And then I'm going to ask, and then after we do the questions that we have, I'm going to ask a question and Alicia's going to ask a question because I'm going to put her on the spot. But I told her beforehand. Oh.
Right.
Yeah. She was going to come up with her own question.
She thought I listened to her though and I did not.
Never does. Totally unsurprising. All right. So we have a couple of interesting questions. All right. So the first question, gotta read it off my iPad. So, is this? So last week we talked about our favorite games of 2017, and our most anticipated. Well, week before last, it was the last episode, and most anticipated of 2018. So, what is the game you would like to be surprised by in 2018? Nothing that's already been announced. So no Kingdom Hearts 3 or Assassin's Creed DLC. What do you want to be surprised by in 2018?
I would like to see a new music game that somehow would allow you to, I don't know, pay extra, do something to upload songs. I know it's not possible because of licensing and everything, but what would make me really happy is being able, because I love playing Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
We still play Rock Band all the time. But, you know, I don't have pop music tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't want to play Taylor Swift songs.
Ooh.
On my Rock Band. And I don't really want to play a bunch of heavy metal or death metal
either. I mean, but Taylor Swift, I mean, she's trash anyway. You don't want that.
Yeah, so. Right. So it'd be nice to be able to have a little bit of a wider selection. I enjoy the challenges and stuff, like in Rock Band Rivals, you know, have it branch out of my comfort zone at times, but it would also be nice to just play a set list of, like, 10 of my favorite songs from the past 20 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that would be cool. That would surprise me if they could find a way to pass those licensing fees on to us so that, you know, even if we have to pay a little extra, we'd have more choice in a music game.
Wow. Okay. My answer is going to be totally, it seems like it's like backwards. Seems like my answer should be yours and yours should be mine. My answer is going to be, I would like to see a solid third person perspective shooter that has RPG elements. So, you know, doesn't have to take place, you know, not some shit set in a war zone. I don't want a, you know, third person perspective Call of Duty or Ugh. Battlefront or any shit like that. I want a different, you know, something different, right? I don't want mm-hmm. it to take place in space. I don't want The Division. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it would look like exactly, but a solid one with RPG elements and a good story is what I would want.
You know, honestly, anything with a good story would surprise me.
It would surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, something, especially since now Anthem's been pushed to 2019. Mm-hmm. That hurt my feelings. That really hurt my feelings. Because I've been looking forward to that since E3.
Yes, but always better to have a better game.
Yeah, always better to have a better game. I'm not mad. Hurt my feelings, but I'm not mad. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, that would be what I would want to see. I have no hopes for Red Dead Redemption 2. I never, because remember, I never finished Red Dead Redemption because of the, you know, the whole violence against the sex workers thing. It just shook me too bad. I was like, nope, I'm quitting. I noped on out of that game and never went back. I kind of feel like at some point I would go back and just try to avoid that. But at the same time, I'm like, but why? I'm serious, but you know, but why? Because there's so many other games to play. It's not like there's nothing else to play, so I have to go back to that one. You know, I might give Red Dead Redemption 2 another try. I mean, a try and see what happens. But I don't have any real, you know, hopes and dreams riding on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, solid RPG, third-person shooter, you know, blended genre game that's not set, you know, in a war zone that's sandy and shooting at ambiguously brown people or some shit like that. Yeah. That's what I want.
Or stand-ins for ambiguously brown people when we don't want to actually say ambiguously brown people.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So you want a utopic game experience.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. I ain't afraid to admit it. I mean, but I've been having a lot of fun with shooters lately. I've been having not shooters in the regular sense, but like battle royale
Right.
games. Fortnite Battle Royale was blast. I'm sorry, still having fun playing PUBG. So I don't know. But okay, so we got another question.
All
You ready
right,
for this one?
hit me. I'm ready.
What are your thoughts on Nintendo Labo? I've seen overall good responses, but there's still mixed thoughts. Some say it's just cardboard. Some say it's not going to work out as well as advertised. And some are concerned about pricing and how Nintendo will sell them.
Yeah, that's a. I feel like that's really a tricky question. They've actually done a lot with the Switch so far, and I think that with all of the weird Wii peripherals that happened over time, that they probably learned a lot, right? About what's good and what's not, and what works and what gets people what builds immersion. I think it's going to be better than most people expect, that people are going to be delighted with it. But I also think that one of the things about video games is we don't necessarily want to work in a visible way to play our video games. That's not to say that video games don't require a lot of work. Everybody who's ever done a fetch quest knows that, and that you will do 1,000 fetch quests after that first one. And that it is work, or if you've ever played a Stardew Valley or an Animal Crossing or any kind of resource management game in general, like
Or
you're
Monster
working.
Hunter, you work your ass off in some Monster
My body is ready.
Hunter.
But physically doing something in the real world, like having to fold the cardboard for this and get it ready and do all the things, I don't know how that's gonna play. After a while, it'll be novelty at first, fun, right? And then there's no telling.
Yeah. So I agree, right? But the only thing that when I first saw this was my first reaction was, because I'm a kid at heart, was, oh my God, that looks like so much fun.
Yeah.
My,
But you're a crafter. You like crafting.
yes. My second reaction was, oh my God, that shit's gonna be torn up in no time flat. Because I'm also a realist. And I'm like, I sat there and I rewatched it and I'm like, how many of these are going to be torn up just from popping them out, just from popping out the perforations, right? And then trying to put things together because I started thinking about the paper craft. I can't remember what game came with. There was one of the games that came with Papercraft Mario stuff, right? And you had to pop it out and you had to put it together. And when we were doing it, too many of them actually got like torn and they had to be taped back together. And this is something, I mean, and this is something that just like came free with the pre-order, right? Now
Right.
this is something you're talking about, and it's not cheap, right? I mean, what is it? The robot one is like $70,
Yeah.
and the other one, they're giving like the smaller ones. You get like a pack of, I don't know, what is it? Two, three or four, whatever it is. So you get a couple of them, the smaller ones, and the other like super pack or whatever the hell they're calling it. And that one too is $70. You're talking about $70 for cardboard.
Yeah.
That for, I would say, at least half, if not more, of the people who buy it, especially if they've got young kids, it's going to be torn before they even get started.
Yeah. And I think things like that are a problem.
So that's going to be a real problem because, you know, and I was sitting there, I was like, yeah, my kid would have a fit, right? We were sitting there and she got this new thing and was like, okay, we're going to make this robot. And as we're punching it out and trying to put it together, it gets torn. The fit that would come, not like a screaming,
Oh,
angry
yeah.
fit, but just the tears.
Yeah.
The tears for $70 worth of torn cardboard.
Yeah, and it's only you can easily tell a child, no, let mommy do it. Because let me tell you something. I try that all the time with things that don't cost $70 that I don't mind if they break. And the meltdown that happens
Yeah.
with my 4-year-old is no, because right now she wants to do everything herself. Everything is, she has to do it herself. No, I don't want you to actually climb onto the back of the toilet so you can turn the light on in the bathroom, but by God, I'm gonna stand here and watch you do it because if we do anything else, you will freak out. So imagine 4, 5, 6-year-old children wanting so desperately to help, and you either give into a screaming fit and let, and you know, just do it yourself. Or you get another screaming fit when they inevitably mess it up. Fun. That sounds great. Sign me up.
That sounds amazing. I mean, and even aside from that, if miraculously you get it together without it getting torn, just regular play.
Yeah.
You're walking around in a cardboard robot suit. How long is that gonna last? Not very. You know, some of the other stuff might last a little longer, like, you know, if you have like the little car that's driving around on its own. If you don't have pets, if you got pets, that's a whole nother story.
Yep.
So I am foreseeing a whole lot of problems with people with small children and pets.
I have a feeling that first 2 months after this blows up, Twitter is going to be just alight with complaints
Oh yeah.
about the terrible things that happened to my cardboard.
Here's what happened to my. Here's the terrible thing that happened to my cardboard robot. Does that mean I won't?
Hashtag my labo was fun until.
Oh yes, until my dog chewed it up. Until my oh, even better, pocket pets. My gerbil, my hamster, my rat, whatever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, shredded it.
Hashtag my labo was fun until.
Yeah, called it. You know, does that mean I don't know. I don't know if my kid's gonna want one something out of that set. You know, birthdays are coming, whatever. I'll risk it if she really wants one. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. All right. That's what we think about the Labo. All right, here's a fun one. You ready for this one? I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you go first again on this one, because I want to see what your answer is.
Oh God.
What if Link was a girl?
Wow, I can't really just give a blanket answer to that because my question is, which Link, which game? Though I will say that even the games that I don't particularly like, you know, all that bullshit that y'all like, I might turn up just for female Link because we need more women saving the world, and I would certainly buy it to support it, right? But I don't know how much I would play. Like, I know everybody gonna hate me. How much I would actually play A Link to the Past just for female Link? Would I play a Breath of the Wild? Man, all day long, you'd have to peel me away from that game.
Wait. You don't know how a link to the past? Are you kidding me?
I know.
Girl.
I don't like anything.
Nothing. Nothing. What is wrong with you? So I like Zelda games. So and your most favorite is my least favorite. which is the
Sorry.
very first.
The very first.
But that being said, overall in all the games, What if Link was a, or what if Link was a girl? What, not only if, what, I'm sorry, the question is more specifically, what if Link was a girl? What if Link were Zelda, right? What if, so I think the games would all go a whole lot faster.
Oh, that's an interesting answer. Tell me more.
Well, because nobody would have to, because Zelda knows everything that needs to be known. Zelda proves as Sheik that she could take care of business.
Yes.
So if she were not constrained by her role as princess and her role as a woman during this time, or during a time of kind of archaic aristocracy, she could take care of shit a whole lot faster than Link ever could, because she's smarter, and I think she's
Yeah.
really a better warrior.
So here's a question. Let me just see if I can alienate every man who has ever, will ever listen to the podcast. Do you think? Actually, maybe not, because let's think through this for a second. It is just as it is a stereotype that women like shopping, right? God damn it. Men are dumb, right? That's the stereotype. Men are stupid and think with their swords, especially in action games and fantasy games. Is that maybe one of the reasons most of the main characters are men? Because it extends games longer. They gotta go save somebody, like that's an extra step. They gotta go get information. You know, they don't want to ask for directions while we're thinking stereotypes. I don't know.
That's a question for you right there.
I see. This is why we should transcend all the stereotypes and just let games be shorter if they need to be. We'll be more inclusive all around.
Well, they would be shorter in the way that
Add more
they're
side quests.
they'd be shorter in the way that they are currently written, right? They'd be shorter in the way that they're currently written. But we would have different narratives.
Yes.
We would have different narratives. You know, if we had, I don't know, Zelda as Sheik, in every Legend of Zelda game, well, she just like said, fuck it, and snuck out of the palace and went to take care of shit, right? She would have all the information she needed, and it wouldn't be about finding all the information. So that would like
Right.
substantially shorten a lot of the games.
It would change the way we think about video game lore too, because that's how so much lore gets imparted, right? The hero has to go in and talk to people and discover stuff and figure it out. And that's how we learn about the world. And it's fascinating that that's the approach, because that's the same kind of thing that, like, in a science fiction story or a fantasy story, we call like false suspense, right? When the main character has to go listen to a lecture about the world that they live in just to understand basic stuff. Like, that doesn't make any sense. That shouldn't happen. But that allows us discovery.
Yeah, that's true. And people wouldn't be able to be so, well, here's the thing. Then people then game designers, narrative designers wouldn't be able to be so lazy. They'd have to think of something else. And that would give us a whole different kind of game. I'm down for that.
I am too. I want fresh new things. And that is one of the things that I like about, and I know we talked about this in our podcast episode where we had Hazel, and we talked about the lore of Dishonored, about all the books lying around, right? And how so much of the world and the story gets discovered by just picking up a book, which makes sense. How else do we learn about history?
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Okay, so what we've discovered now is that basically every game series should just be Dishonored. So y'all get on that shit.
We'd hate that after a while, too.
Maybe you would.
We'd hate it after a while. I mean, come on. You gonna want something different after a while.
Maybe you would.
Maybe.
We'll see. Well, I doubt we'll ever get a chance to know.
All right, your turn. What's your question? What would be your question?
My question is, think of a game released in the past 5 years or so, approximately. And now imagine if that game had been released when you were a young gamer. How would your life have changed?
Wow.
This shit getting philosophical. So really, the underlying question, of course, is what games have shaped you, but if you'd encountered that at a younger age?
The Sims.
You think so?
Yep.
Tell me more.
If The Sims had been released when I were younger, say, I don't know, 10, 12, 14, and I had played, and same-sex marriages were normalized in the way that they are in The Sims now, I would have been a lot younger when I came out. Yeah, so it would be The Sims.
Wow, that just gave me a lot of feelings.
Me too. It made me kind of, you know. But this is going to be the podcast where I don't cry. It's the bourbon, Alicia. Just let it go. What about you?
I'm thinking, because I asked a question I don't know the answer to. And I'm going to, I don't know. My gut inclination is to say Life is Strange.
Ooh. Why?
Because I, as a teenager, when I started to be, like, serious about gaming, it was a, you know, a different time, first of all, because I'm elderly now. It was still very much like you had to choose to be the cool girl who hung out with the dudes if you were going to be a gamer. So it took me a long time. Like, I was an adult before I learned to value female friendship. I mean, I dated women, but I did not value female friendship in a way that was meaningful until I was much older. And I think that the way so many of the quote-unquote good choices in Life is Strange lead to not great outcomes, because you can't always predict how people around you are going to react or your impact on, like, the sort of social ecology, would have given me a lot to think about and maybe even helped me grow up a little bit faster.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's a lot in Life is Strange that could have been better, right?
Yeah.
But there's also a lot there to think about. And it's not necessarily the obvious things, like, what do you choose to preserve your best friend slash possible love interest, or do you let them die and save the town? I'm not talking about the big things. I'm talking about the little things, right? Like, you know, if you try to save somebody, they actually, in one occasion, they get killed, or abused or raped or, you know, depending on things like that. Or you try to save somebody over and over and they hate you for it.
Yeah.
Like, that's... that's impactful. That makes you think outside of yourself. Because you were probably making these choices while playing this game because you wanted to, quote-unquote, win. You wanted to win and do the right thing. The thing that the game wanted to, you to do so you would get the best ending. But instead, at the culmination of that story, you have to think about, like, what were all the things I couldn't control? Mm-hmm. And the things that... the struggles that other people had that had nothing to do with me. And that's a lesson that it takes a lot of us a long time to learn, that other people are also struggling while you're struggling.
Yeah. And it's something that you can't see clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's all deep.
I know.
That's all deep.
So yeah, I think that would be my answer. I like your answer though too. I think that it is really nice to have a game that where it's just not a big deal.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want with your little people and make the world that you want to be in.
Yeah. And that would have been, you know, huge for me 35 years ago.
Yeah.
It would have been huge. It wouldn't have been about, you know, whispered secrets about, you know, so and so and who they were doing, who they were doing, what they were doing and with whom. But rather just the realization that that person loved someone, period, right?
Yeah.
It would have made a huge difference. It would have made a huge difference. But anyway, all right, so how about the side, like, that question brought out like deep answers, makes my question seem stupid.
That's okay. we need to lighten it up.
We need to lighten it up. So, gaming experience. What game do you wish you could play for the first time all over again?
Oh, wow. That's a big question.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. You answer first.
Oh, wow. No, not fair. Okay.
Yes. I got to think about it.
Okay, so my first inclination is to say Mass Effect 3. But it would be like the Mass Effect series altogether. But Mass Effect 3 was my favorite in the series. So if I had to choose a game, it would be 3. But if I got to choose like one IP as a game, it would be Mass Effect. But that's my first inclination. My second inclination is to say maybe it wouldn't be a Mass Effect game, but it would be something that, for example, something like BioShock.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's BioShock.
Okay, why were you going to say BioShock? Let's see what we get.
Because I don't think I expected BioShock when I played it. And so I don't think I paid attention in the right way.
Yeah.
At the time that I played it. And then by the time you get like halfway through and you kind of recalibrate and you're like, oh shit, I really need to think about this in like a bigger way. It's too late.
Yeah.
I was not expecting BioShock.
No.
To be BioShock.
No. It was like, I don't know what I was expecting with BioShock. I don't know if I was expecting, you know, just another shoot monsters.
Yeah.
But I was definitely not expecting such a political story.
Yeah.
And a relevant and pertinent political story. Right? So by the time we get to like BioShock Infinite, right? You expect the political aspect, right? But at the same time, you get the political aspect in BioShock Infinite, but you don't get the mechanics and gameplay that are as strong as they were in the original BioShock.
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, you know, people, you know, fight me. Don't at me. BioShock Infinite as a game sucked. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, BioShock for me. And I starting to answer that question, because like I said, I came up with the question, but I didn't think of an answer. And then as because first thing that popped into my head was like Mass Effect, but then I was like, no. If I had to think past Mass Effect, what would I say? BioShock. And that just never occurred to me that would be my answer.
Yeah, I'm not. Wow.
And I never thought that would be your answer either.
I think BioShock took a lot of people by surprise. I mean, it really did some stuff.
It did.
That nobody was ready for, in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, I mean, my inclination is to say something. We're thinking of big story games, but also to say something a little bit sillier or more fun. But I think it's really those games that were such leaps forward that we didn't expect them. The games that really did something interesting with technology, mm-hmm. or story, or because like the last episode of the first Walking Dead game was really good. And that game series has been up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But that last episode, when you have to think about the implications of everything you did and what's going to happen when you know Lee is going to die.
Yeah.
I wish I had paid more attention. And I'm pretty careful playing story games, but I still wish I could go back and do that again for the first time. So, yeah, it's those things that you just don't quite expect.
Yep. I'll go for that.
See, your question wasn't lighthearted at all. Maybe we're just not lighthearted.
I don't know. I don't know if we could do lighthearted around here. That's hard.
We cannot. We don't know how.
That's hard. All right, so that's all for our questions.
Please send us more. That was fun.
That was fun. So send us your questions. You can send them to nymgamer@gmail.com. Send us questions. We'll answer questions on at the end of shows, period, if we get questions. And then if we get too many questions, or perhaps we'll save the really good ones for another question episode, because that was really fun. And just sit and answer questions. That could be like getting to know you. I almost started singing the song, but I won't do that.
And also, nobody was surprised that I was like, to some Zelda games. Like, whatever.
So, oh, wow. I guess it'll be a short episode for us. That's okay. It'll make up for that last episode being super long.
Sometimes we just don't know when to quit.
No, we don't. So, we have some good things planned for future episodes. Please hang out. We're going to be talking to industry folks. We're going to be talking to community folks. We're going to be talking about folks across the board. And if you ever get...
We're going to be drinking some fine adult beverages.
Drinking some fine adult beverages. If you ever have good ideas for folks that you would like to hear us talk to, send us ideas. Because, we're always debating who should we talk to about what next. So if you have ideas about what you'd like to hear, let us know. You know, don't come up with some like Logan Paul shit or something like that. Cause
yeah, don't send us.
Well, we don't want that.
You don't want that. And you know what? They don't want that because I'm a mean motherfucker.
But if you have some, ideas for folks that you would like to see as guests on the show, let us know. We'll reach out to them and we'll see what happens. All right. So I guess until later, next time, that'll bring us, I told you it's been a long day. I need another cup of coffee. That'll bring us to the end of episode 167. So like I said, you can email us at nimgamer@gmail.com. You can follow us, make sure you're following us. So following us on Twitter at nimgamer. And you can follow Alicia on Twitter so you can, you know, watch her just fight with people on the internet, which is her favorite thing to do. And I'm going to put all of her Twitter handle business out in the street is at only Alicia K.
Don't see, cause I was dragging folks today.
I know you were. That's why I'm putting all your business in the street.
Damn, I feel called out.
Or you can follow me on Twitter. And that's just at Sophista, SAFFISTA. So you know what? And you can also come and hang out with me on Mixer while I'm streaming on various and sundry days, which is usually, what do I usually stream? Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday? Because I've actually had folks who have come from the podcast who've been coming to hang out with me on Mixer. So I'd like to see more of y'all. Just come hang out. Watch me play some games. Watch me suck at games. I'm down for that. All right. So until next time, when we have episode 168, where we have something that promises to be fun, we will see you later. Stay warm. Stay dry. And as always, my friends, game on.
Game on.